Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, hello?
Yeah, I'm on air. I forgot to click my mic back on. So.
Oh, okay. I had a question. And my question, do you need my name?
Excuse me?
Hello? Do you need my name?
Yeah, your first name, yes.
Rondrea.
Okay.
Do you see,
go ahead.
Do you see me getting married for a second time? I've been married, but the first marriage wasn't real, like a real marriage. Do you see me getting married in my lifetime again?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's somebody coming into your life that's just going to sweep you off your feet. So, yeah, but that's a good thing. But yeah. I see that you're going to have a long-term relationship, yes.
Okay, great. Awesome,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go ahead, and if my switchboard will help me, there we go. Let me take another caller. 412, you're on air with me. Hello. Hello. All right, let's go to 646.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How can I help?
Sure. Okay, so this week I need to find, I talked to you about a month or two ago about this. So I'm looking to find a room. So I have to find something this week. I'm working with a realtor. She showed me two places. Well, it didn't work out for either or. It wasn't me. It was like I went to one place, no one came to the door. The second time I met with the second person, everything seemed fine. And when I went to bring the deposit, he didn't answer the door. It's not me, per se. So these people don't speak English. So I'm still working with her. Do you see her finding me something this week?
I say the next week, not this week, but the next week. First week in April.
The first week in April. You see her finding me something. Okay,
yes.
So nothing this week. Okay, so should I just go ahead and look on my own? I can look on my own because I've been looking.
Yeah, I feel like that you need to get rid of your realtor. They're not really helping too much.
Okay.
And then you can find somebody on your, you know, you can do it on your own and find something. I drive down the road all the time and see little signs that say, you know, house for sale by owner. And so.
Okay, so I look on my own and I'm in the Bronx. Can you stay in the Bronx or should I just look in different boroughs?
I feel like that you're looking in the wrong places.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly where a good place would be, but I get that you're just looking in the wrong places. You'll find that house that fits you. I mean, you know, like you want certain things, you know, in your house and stuff like that. I would just put those out to spirit, and then you'll see things moving on. But yeah, I'd just get rid of your realtor. I don't see them helping you.
Okay, so because I see something for like 200 per week. I'm trying to go a little bit lower than that. I just talked to a gentleman, and he said that he has something, but I can meet with him. He has something where it's just females only live in the house. So this is the last time I'm rooming. After this, I can't do it anymore, but because I have to move. Yeah, should I go with the guy, or should I just do this on my own? Because the guy I just talked to, him, he said I can meet with him today.
I wouldn't see you losing anything. I mean, just go with him and look at it. I don't see any harm there. And
okay. All right. So I'll meet with him. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Good luck hunting your house. All right. Let's go ahead. And I think that's all the calls. So if you'd like to call in, you can do so at 516-418-5997. So, all right. Okay, hold on. Let me check something. 203, you're on there with me. Have I talked to you yet?
Hi, no, you haven't.
Okay, how can I help you?
I'm just wondering what you're seeing with me and a guy named Mason as far as like a romantic relationship moving forward.
I think it's good. Spirit's told me to tell you to take it slow. Don't rush into anything. But I feel like he's a good person for you. So.
Mhm. Yeah, he's.
Yeah.
He lives. It's someone I went to high school with, and I reconnected
right.
with at our reunion. And he actually he's in the Army, so he lives in another state far away from me. And so, yeah, I mean, but he's planning on, he just told me the other day how he's starting to take the steps of, like, getting out of the Army, because I think he wants
right.
to do something else with his career. Do you see
right.
him, I mean, I think he has his contract in the Army until next February. Do you see him getting a job right after that and moving closer to where I am?
Yeah, I feel like that he'll do that. You know, like I said earlier, you know, it has to go slow because, you know, he has other obligations that he has to fulfill, like, you know, the Army and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like it's going to work out for you because I think he's
yeah.
your soulmate. You guys connect, and, you know, that is special when you can find that person. They just feel like you want to spend the rest of your life with this person, and that's just an awesome
yeah.
feeling. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really excited when we kind of connected. It was very strong. But then, like, he's gone for his deployment. He went in February. He's gone for, like, 9 months or so.
Right.
So before he left, we took some steps back, and I don't know if it's because he knew he was going to be leaving. So we're kind of just, like, friends at this point, so I think maybe that's why you're picking up, like, taking it slow, because it's, like, hard to, I guess, start a relationship when he was just leaving and going,
right.
you know, for nine
yeah.
months. But how do you feel like he's feeling about me, like, right now? Like, I know you see us, like, down the road having something, but, like, right now.
Yeah, right now I think that he's very interested in you. I mean, it was an awesome connection again. You know, there's a reason why you guys met each other again after, you know, so many years. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I do see it being a good thing, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you think, like, he kind of wanted to take steps back before, you know, he had kind of left? Because he had made a comment, like, when I was saying bye to him, like, oh, you're probably going to stop talking to me. And then, like, you know, a couple weeks later, I saw, like, we kind of started taking steps back. I mean, we're on good terms and great now,
right.
but it's just, like, at a friend level. But I guess I'm just kind of wondering why, like, you know, why we kind of had to take steps back. I mean, yeah, it would have been difficult with the distance, but kind of trying to understand, like, from his mind, like, what made him want to do that.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, he did that because, you know, he's going to be gone for a while. And, you know, and so he can't really commit too much to you until, you know, he switches careers and, you know, get out of the Army.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think he just wanted to go slower because, you know, he really cares about you and he doesn't want to hurt you in any way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up. So, all right.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Also,
okay,
can I just ask you really quick? Do you think that he'll come back early from deployment? He's supposed to be there for a total of 9 months, so it would bring him to, like, November-ish. Do you see him coming back early?
I see him coming back early, yeah.
When do you have, like, a time,
I don't have a time frame on that, no.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's wait a minute while my switchboard wants to work or not. Spinning around, I'll talk. So, okay, hold on. Let's take another call. 631. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, good morning. This is Suzanne. Or almost afternoon. I wanted to know two things. I just started, I talked today to a person from online. His name's John. Do you see that going anywhere? He seems sincere. We're supposed to meet this weekend. And then another person, but he has like three kids, and I don't know if he's sincere about it. Just talked to him too. He's going to call later. And also, I'm working now, but I'm looking for a higher paying job. I quit like subbing at one place, and I asked to go back. I don't, because you make more money. I don't know if they're going to take me, or should I stay where I am, or am I going to get something new? Because I definitely have to make more money.
Right. Yeah. I see a new job with better wages. You just have to stand up for what you're worth, and you know, say this is what I need, and if you guys can't, you know, help me with that, then I'm going to have to look elsewhere, you know, because everybody needs money, and it seems like we don't have enough of it at times. So.
Yeah, I had quit where I was subbing like a few weeks ago, and they took me off the sub list, but it was pretty good money. Do you think, I texted them and called them yesterday, and they'll get the message Monday. Do you think they'll take me back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a very strong yes, so yeah.
What about the two guys I mentioned? Because I've been praying to meet a good man to marry.
Yeah, did you mention somebody by the name of John? Okay, I feel like that would be a good person for you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, but the thing, and thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and take another call here. All right. 201, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help?
Yes, I got a lot of stuff that I'm dealing with all at once, but I want to focus on the home and a possible move springtime.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you're going to move. It looks like the later part of April.
Do you see me having to go to court first?
I don't see court. No, I don't see that.
Okay. I have a brother I'm waiting for him to move his stuff and move on. But he's been kind of reluctant, finding excuses.
Right.
I mean, what do I have to do to just get him on his way about any problems?
Yeah, you're just going to have to be a little strong with him and just say, hey, you know, this isn't working out. And, you know, I love you dearly, but we can't live together. So that's what I see for that situation. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day. Appreciate you calling in.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 917, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Just want to see if you see any changes in my love and friendship. I pretty much got rid of everybody, so I'm starting over. So I'm looking forward to new people coming to my life. It's getting a little lonely now.
Yeah. All right, let's go. 917, I'm sorry, but I couldn't really hear you. So let's go with 484, and hopefully I can hear. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How are you today?
I'm doing really good today.
That's a good thing. I am, too. It's just a super good day. So how can I help you?
Oh, good. My name is Tonette, and I was calling because I want to see how things are going to work out here with me and Desiree. She did come forward in February and told me all her feelings and, you know, how much she loved me and this and that. Now things are a little funny the last couple of days. She really hasn't been communicating, but I don't know if she's going to step forward because she was talking about moving in, and I don't know. What do you see?
Right. I see her moving in, but it's going to be not real soon. I told somebody else, you know, it looks like about the middle of April. So.
Oh, so you do see her moving in April, which is a couple weeks from now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. I mean, she was saying she was going to move in, but you know, she said this before last year and it never happened and blah, blah, blah. So you see her stepping up to the plate.
Yeah.
Now, when is communication going to get better with her? Because the last couple of days have been rocky. She's really...
Yeah, she's dealing with something that's really bothering her. I don't think it's anything to do with you. It's just something like a family issue or something like that.
Okay.
So she's just overwhelmed with that right now.
Yeah.
You know, she really cares about you. I mean, you know, and wants to be with you. It's just she's got to get rid of some of this baggage that she's holding on to. So.
I agree. Good.
Right.
Well, maybe in the next day or two, she'll start opening up. I'm hoping.
I would say by, you know, Thursday or Friday of this week, you know, she should be talking to you again. So.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm having trouble with my switchboard again, but we don't have any callers at the moment. So I'm going to go ahead and shut the show down for today. I do appreciate you guys calling in and connecting with me. And, you know, just remember this, that Spirit loves you no matter what. And so sometimes we just have to just be willing to listen and do what Spirit wants us to do. Have a great day, and I will probably be on air Tuesday. So, all right, see you guys then. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
May the long-time sun shine upon